Hello and welcome to our Soul Discovery Series. I'm Amanda Hopkins and I'm your host as we are moving through this powerful journey of soul truth alignment. I'm so excited to have all of you here with us today. We've got a really special guest with us. And, you know, as we come into the space of soul truth alignment, I can't think of a better person who embodies that and lives that in everything that she does. So I'm so excited for today. You know, when we come together in these sacred times of communion, we really are calling forth that spectacular alignment and embodiment of your soul truth and light, really allowing that magnificence, that brilliance, that beauty of you to illuminate within. You know, really starting to tune our inner senses to that flow, to that higher truth, recognizing the potency of those inner senses to really expand your perception from an internal point of view so that that way you're more fully connected in and recognizing the heightened spaces of your being, your unique brilliance, those heightened sacred spaces serving to amplify that soul wisdom, that intelligence, mastery, your unique genius that moves in and through you so that it can be expressed out into the world. When that unique brilliance of you is fully illuminated within you, in those sacred spaces, it's reflected in your physical body as well. And so you shine, you're radiant, right? So we're really on this exploratory journey, venturing out into exciting new realms of existence for you that they actually really exist and awaken within you. So it's really an exciting exploration of your unique inner being, going within to those realms unexplored, untapped yet. So much fun, so exciting. And so every call as we come together, we're really guiding you along this inner journey as each speaker comes in and shares their unique brilliance. It supports that internal unveiling of greater possibilities, opening you up to the layers of mastery and the brilliant gifts that comprise your soul truth. They're here to take your hand, to guide you to higher knowing that allows you to internally realign your being with the sacred flow and the highest truth of your soul being. And so today, that really special guest I've been talking about is our very own Crystal Hughes. So brilliant. Like I said, she really is the embodiment of her sacred soul truth, and she lives that, she breathes it. So I'm really, really thrilled to have her here with us today. For those of you who don't know Crystal or haven't had the pleasure and the privilege of working with her, interacting with her, I just want to share a little bit about Crystal. She's a multidimensional visionary, medium, and multisensory energetic intuitive. Crystal's known as the spiritual trainer to the stars, specializing in energetic healing and rapid transformation for celebrities and individuals throughout the world. We're always in awe because of Crystal's lightning fast and laser-focused intuitive readings that go directly to the core of the issue. She pinpoints it immediately. Crystal work has broadened to include connecting with Archangel Metatron and mediating for Metatron's cube to instantly shift a person's consciousness, undoing mental, emotional, and physical limitations, as well as opening up their higher channels of communication. And if you've experienced this, you know how powerful it is, this work that Crystal does with Archangel Metatron. The Academy for the Soul was born through Crystal Hughes as the online school for intuitive art. Crystal's purpose is to channel and shine light into the world and to operate as a conduit of divine truth, working with people as they identify and develop their gifts and step into their purpose work. The Academy for the Soul helps people discover and develop their intuitive gifts and then share those gifts with the world as an offering. Oh my goodness. Well, I'm so grateful to have Crystal here talking with us today about defense mechanisms and how you can free yourself from the sabotaging behavior that results from them. Crystal, welcome. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Hello, beautiful Amanda, and hello, beautiful community, each one of you feeling your heart right now, really seeing all the little stars within the hearts, literally shining right now. And Amanda, you know, as you were speaking to us in the beginning, I had my eyes closed. I was really feeling into the words when you were saying, you know, it's our time to recognize the potency of the inner senses in order to expand the internal perception so that we can more fully connect with those heightened spaces of the being. And I want to say that that was so relatable to me because of this topic, in that if we don't create space, right, if we don't create space within the being, how are we going to be able to perceive the light flowing through the being? So it is so perfect, and almost like an invocation that I felt you saying. And that's why we're here, because we all know how we sabotage ourselves, right? We know our own behavior most of the time. We know the issues that we have between ourselves, between others, when we get triggered, our friggin' habits, right, that drive us nuts, right? But what's really going on? It's more than a subconscious belief. It's more than a pattern. It's more than even something that has been passed on from our ancestors. There are defense mechanisms that are living in your aura. They're taking up space and they're scrambling your intuitive messages. And they're taking up space and tugging at your attention, causing you to engage with them, right? To give them the time of day, to allow them to take you away, to take you off course, to take you off path. And I don't mean that in a big way, because, yeah, absolutely, over the course of the lifetime they do. But I mean just in these little moments where we have choices. They can knock you off your path, what you've intended. You can disregard it. You can override your intention and your intuition. So I just want to say this to me is a very important call. And also one other thing that I wanted to bring to the forefront about the importance of this and why we're here today, because I usually work with people one-on-one to disengage a defense mechanism and to literally dismantle it. And this is the first time that I've been given permission to work with a group to support the clearing of defense mechanisms. And there's something about that. There's something about the timing right now of this. Because the mechanisms divide us from our own true soul. They divide us. And as we recognize the reflection of that divisiveness in our world, and also even within ourselves, because part of us wants to do one thing and the other part of us is like saying, no, wait a second, let me tempt you. Let me tempt you over here. Let me tempt you to do this. Let me convince you to do this other thing instead of following the truth of the heart and the truth of literally the light. The light is truth. So I'm very grateful, and you're going to feel that today is really about you. Yes, I'm going to be sharing what I know and what I see about defense mechanisms, and I'm going to reveal how they sit in your energetic field, because I think we need to be educated in that. I'm a believer that we all need to be educated in our own body, mind, systems, right? Mm-hmm. We need to know what's going on here. And we also need to be empowered to take charge, of our energy, because it belongs to us. So you're going to feel that level of intensity within me today. You're going to feel my yearning to support you. And it's because I really believe that this is one of the big things that we have to focus on, just like we would focus on clearing deep trauma, sexual abuse. This is something that is right up there with those types of experiences. And and the way that they wreak havoc on our inner world and how they then show up in our outer world, in our lives. So thank you, Amanda, for putting this together and for hosting this, because this is a sacred container that really is going to be about sharing wisdom. And so each one of you, I want you to really open up your being, not just your mind, because again, these mechanisms really fight, right, to own, take ownership of your mental power. So you have to, you can't come here today with your mental power trying to, you know, wrestle the wisdom. That you have to put your defenses down, right? Put your defenses down, because the words that are coming through and the expressions that are coming through and the readings that are coming through, that is the light for you today. And in listening attentively and really being present, and yes, I'm asking you to be vulnerable as well when I do these readings. I'm not trying to point out something that is wrong. This is going to be more of bringing you to a level of awakening so that you now are taking back charge over your own mind and you are able to go directly, like literally command your being to focus in on where that is. Where is that mechanism? What type is it? How is it being held in your energetic field, and the timing of it? When was it created? Because it might have been created prior to this incarnation. So that's what we're doing here today. And it really is that you have been on a journey with us, and we strive to bring you to that place of not just listening to something that's interesting or that's even different or that's fascinating. But we're here today because we're concerned. I have a deep concern for each one of you. And that isn't to place myself out of the circle, right? It's to place myself within the circle, because at that level of change, we have to meet our circumstances. We have to meet them full on, open, but with our mind intact, right? With our mind intact. So I'm concerned that we've lost our mind, if you will, and some of us, we want to lose our mind to one degree, but we don't want to lose the power over our mind. You know, the Rishis talk about how important it is to actually protect the mind. And what do they mean by that? We're not talking about the lower mind. We're talking about the higher mind. So many of our habits that these defense mechanisms cause us to do on a daily basis actually are breaking down the power that we have of our higher mind. And we start to lose it. It starts to slip out of our fingers, and we start to have the foggy mind, and we start to forget, and we get confused, and we walk into a room and we don't even remember why we come in there. So over time, we have seen that it has intensified. And what do we do when something gets intense? Again, we have to match it at that level. Match it at that level. So calling forth right now all of our beautiful, beloved beings in all the realms that are here to help us, to serve us, to do just that, that we are rising up. And we are saying we can take charge of our own being, and that we are not going to allow ourselves to be divided, that we are coming into a greater level of wholeness. And that's why we're here.
I can feel the depth of that. And, you know, I know this is something that you're so committed to, Crystal. It's something that you work effortlessly. Not effortlessly, but there is an effortlessness because you're just in the flow of it. Tirelessly was what I was going to say. Like constantly really helping, supporting us to get to that level of truth in our being. I know it's through work that I've done with you that I really came to understand the significance of the inner senses. And so that's a big part of why it felt important to bring that in. So this is just so powerful. It's so important for us to get into and to really understand the deeper dynamics of it. Like you said, so much more beyond a belief system or something that just, you know, one little thing. It's a whole deeply entrenched construct in our being that really, really is big, and it's important to manage. Otherwise, it does drive us without us realizing it, and then we get caught in that frustration cycle. So I'm so glad you're bringing this forward. Crystal is going to be doing intuitive readings to help identify the type of primary defense mechanism that you have and where it's located in your field. Here on the call, we're going to do as many as we can. We're going to try to do a whole bunch of these. So if you're on the phone line, press star 2 to raise your hand. If you are on the phone, press star 2. Don't be shy. You know, you really want to get to this. Let this be one of those first actions that you're taking to allow yourself to really open up to releasing these defense mechanisms. And I know Crystal's going to be talking to us about other types of mechanisms as well. Also, you can put your request in the Q&A box. I know a bunch of you have done that, but just let us know, you know, what that habit is. What is that habit that you know you have that you want to shift? Mm-hmm. Put that in the Q&A box with your name so that Crystal can get you clarity around that specific habit, and you can start to really see how that's been created and driven within you at that deeper subconscious level. Now, Crystal, why don't we kind of go take it a step back for a minute and have you really talk to us about what is a defense mechanism? You know, how do you see these engaged in the energetic fields of clients?
Yeah, I see them as bioplasmic energies. And what has happened is these bioplasmic energies have a life of their own, and they've accumulated in the aura. They go deep, sometimes even penetrating into organs of the body. So moving in different directions from the body outwardly, you know, from energetic fields of the body, which we know we have 7 layers of energy bodies in our aura, and also coming in towards the body. But what they're there for is to actually protect a way of being, to protect the body, to protect the psyche. But what happens is these start to harden. And when they start to harden, that ends up taking charge of the person almost as if they are being puppeted now. Because the neurons that fire in the brain are used to moving through certain pathways. And there's optimal pathways, and then there's these survival pathways, right? It's that automatic response. And the defense mechanisms are trying to actually take charge of how your brain wants to fire off these neurons and the pathways that would literally support you in going to this higher mind type of thinking versus going into the survival way of thinking. And so what happens is you are living with these hardened bioplasmic energy mechanisms that start to be built out in your field, and they create behavior that's incongruent with your soul and start to disengage you from the truth, that pure truth of you. And that light and that love. So instead, you start to engage with the defense mechanism. You lose power, literally brain power. And you are looking to the defense mechanism now as your guide, as if it knows the way to protect you. And you look at the defense mechanism in a strange way. It's kind of convoluted, but as the strong part of you. This is the strong part of me. This is the one taking care of me. And also you start to engage with it energetically and almost bounce ideas off of it as the decision maker for you. Okay? So they tie directly into your decision-making process. And that's why they're so scary, because they strip you of your choice. You feel out of control. You don't understand why you just made that choice that you made. They lead to regret. They lead to frustration. They lead to feeling unworthy. They lead to feeling powerless. You find yourself in situations where your habits take you over and some are really hurting you. And you wonder, what in the heck just happened? Why did I do that? Also, we can look at these mechanisms as habitual, in which they're running that same program where, let's say, you put others before yourself. You don't take care of yourself in the way that would be best for you and the way that would be healthiest. Also, you might have greatest intentions, but you procrastinate. You dishonor your true self and you dishonor your needs. Now, when we look deeper into these mechanisms that are built out and we start to see that they play out in real life, we can look at this fear of loss of control and also this fear of rejection. And these are the two primary fears that run these mechanisms. Fear of loss of control. Now, if any of you are obsessive, any of you that like to have things laid out, linear, that you like to have things really make sense in the way that you do it as a process, destroying that, giving up that control is actually can be very debilitating, right? Your mind just wants to shut down. Like it will go into shock. It will go into shock. And let's say that you worked a long time and maybe you've got this project you've been working on and the whole idea is I'm going to work in this process. And at the end, I should have this project created, this creation, right? And someone comes in and just messes it up. And suddenly you're in shock and you're like, wait a second, you're trying to put all the pieces together of, wait, I was supposed to do this first, then do that, and then I had it all laid out. It was all supposed to be just like this. That fear of loss of control is linked to shock. And what happens is we find that people that run a lot of masculine energy, this is one of their greatest fears, fear of loss of control. Mm-hmm. And then on this other side, we have this fear of rejection, right? And what we'll do with these mechanisms is we create these mechanisms as layers so that we do not get hurt, that we don't get rejected, that we don't have our heart broken, that we even put these mechanisms in place to uphold our intelligence so that our intelligence doesn't get rejected. So in doing this, we find that in life, it seems that there's moments that get really messed up. And we've also been witness to this. If we haven't been a victim of someone else's control mechanism in play, like if you've ever been ghosted, if someone just stopped talking to you and didn't give you closure and didn't confront the issue, that's a control mechanism. And it's usually on the other person because they have a big fear of loss of control when it comes to confrontation. And they project some sort of confrontation is going to happen. Is the confrontation going to happen? Is it going to spiral out of control? It doesn't have to, but in their mind, with this defense mechanism or control mechanism at play, they make up all kinds of stories. And so we also want to look at those that we've seen. I mean, have you seen a person really screw up a relationship with someone that you know is like, oh, they're such a good match for them, right? They're such a good match for them. And maybe there's this choice point and they choose the person that's really unhealthy instead of the one that would actually bring them real, true, lasting love, right? We've all seen that. Either we've done it ourselves or we've seen it in other people. It's actually a mechanism, right? A protective mechanism. And strangely enough, like they're stepping in to being hurt anyway, aren't they? So do you see it's twisted? And then sometimes what happens is turning your back on love, right? That there is a person right in front of you that actually wants to communicate love. And if you have this fear of loss of control and you start to feel love energy, love makes you actually lose control. So you will start to reject them and you will shut down your senses, which shuts down your intuition. It shuts down your internal guidance system. So you'll turn your back on love. You'll become cold. You'll become non-feeling, right? Now, sometimes it's interesting because there's the opposite that's true for some people. Some people might get an intuitive hit of, oh, it's not good for me to run after that person. I need to let them have some time alone. But what do they do? What do they do to screw it up? They don't give the person the time that they need. They go forward. They go after. They force a conversation. They force themselves on that person. And what does that do? It pushes that person further away. So these are some of the ways that we're looking at the mechanisms and over lifetimes, and especially like if we're just focusing in on this lifetime, right? There's an accumulation. So the accumulation causes blocks in the connection with the divine, and they become ingrained. These mechanisms become ingrained in the aura. They impact your daily thoughts, your behavior, and they usually show up as these strange, unhealthy, habitual patterns. And most importantly, limit the amount of light that you can channel through your being. And what that does is it starts to trigger off shadow thoughts, false identities. Who are you really? And who are you acting as? Right? So you create personas. And these personas start acting out what the mechanism stands for. And this increases the vibrational, emotional experience, but with a lower level vibration, a lower tone, if you will. And they anchor themselves and make it almost impossible for you to change your behavior despite wanting to change. So they actually can be very invasive. And we see them inside the layers of the aura. And we really, you know, it's so important for us if we really are on the spiritual path to learn to come into greater levels of truth and love, which I think that's why we're here, is to come into greater levels of truth and love to be self-realized and to be liberated in that. This is something that we cannot ignore.
Wow. Absolutely. You know, as you're talking about the defense mechanisms, it's, you know, I'm sure everyone's with me and going, oh, like, oh, wow. Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen this. And even starting to recognize where they're playing out for our own selves and the habits and behaviors that they can trigger. Really illuminating, because I, you know, for these, I feel like there's a sense of probably not really recognizing the depth at which they're actually playing out. And you're really starting to expose that. So I think that's really, really important. Now, Crystal, I know that you have mentioned that there are different types of mechanisms. So can you share with us what are those three types of defense mechanisms and why did they come into existence in the aura?
Yeah, so we've got different types. So we have a protection mechanism, we've got a control mechanism, and we have a defense mechanism. And they really promote the safekeeping of our basic primal needs. Need to protect, need to control, and need to survive. And the defense mechanisms have you withdraw your energy and suddenly then transfer that into this capsule, if you will, right, to a certain part of your body, and then it doesn't allow for that flow. It also doesn't allow for you to fully release emotion, right? Starts to almost calcify around it. And people that have a control mechanism, let's say in their sacral chakra, for example, they're the ones that can't have an orgasm because they can't release control enough to allow the full light to enter into that area, right? So it goes really deep. Let's say with health, your control mechanism will have you make the decision, you know, oh, I'm going to go on this diet, so I'm going to eat a whole bunch of unhealthy food just prior to going on the diet, right? Anybody heard of that before, right?
I've seen it.
Like, oh, I'm going to go on a sugar-free diet for 3 days or 10 days or whatever, so let me eat a bunch of sugar before I do that, right? That's the control mechanism. And then taking advantage of the situation and tricking you into thinking that it's okay to do that. That makes perfect sense. The persona that is with that is the one that chooses the unhealthy food to eat. So you really have the control mechanism, protective mechanism, defense mechanism in place as an actual structure living in your being. The structure. And then you've got the persona that holds the emotional energy that locks that into place. And the interesting piece of this is that each mechanism is different in the way that it's held within the aura. The control mechanism is usually held within the mental body. And the mental body is like a chain link fence. And so when we see these control mechanisms held in the mental body, we might see it as like scaffolding that's attached to that chain link fence. And that it also has these anchor points. And what we know is that there is a persona then that is working with the mental body that is holding the emotion that is keeping the mechanism anchored in, right? So the protection mechanism is usually held across the emotional body and mental body. And then the defense mechanism runs from the etheric body all the way to the outer edge of the aura and can actually go deep and penetrate into the physical body. Anything that's in the etherical body can pretty much say, you know, it's impacting your organs, it's impacting your tissue, it's definitely impacting your fascia, your nervous system, right? So the defense mechanisms are the ones that, they're really taking up a lot of space within your being.
Wow. That, as you're describing that, I'm seeing that stretch out. Like, I'm not, you know, of course, is being shown as an image to me is just how far, far out within our being that can go, but how deep it can actually really plug into the body, really damaging. And so I think it's important for us to recognize that this can also really affect us at a deep physical level. So some of those physical ailments that people are having, you know, you're having them, you can't seem to get rid of them. There could be a defense mechanism at play or one of these control protect mechanisms at play that's really affecting the body. So I think it's so important to get clarity on this. Now, Crystal, I want us to get into the readings, but I think before we do, it's important for us to understand as they're being identified, what happens, you know, what happens and what are the steps that we want to take once it's identified.
Yes. You know, like I said, when I first came on here, like you guys know your behavior and you know these crazy habits that are running you, right? It's like, oh, I should be in bed by 10:30, but no, I stay up till midnight. I mean, even something as simple as that. Why? can you not get over that? Right? They seem pretty simple, but what happens is when we identify a defense mechanism, it's really your soul inflection point. It's an opportunity rather than like looking at it as some kind of burden of like, oh my God, you know, I have this and, you know, it's attached to me like a ball and chain and I can't get rid of it. Your soul inflection point, think of it as this is like a turning point for your soul. Having this conversation, I think it's part of what was important when I said, this is the first time we've been able to do this as a collective in a workshop. You know, that we've been able to bring it because we've all done a lot of clearing work. And this isn't let's do more clearing work. This is really about you taking back your power and not feeling powerless over the crazy behavioral patterns, which now we know are these defense mechanisms that are truly anchored deep within our body. So when we start to identify it, what happens is we start to bring our brain back online. Our brain gets excited. Our nervous system gets excited. And we really come to a place where it's like, yes, we've made it, right? We've made it to this mile marker, right? It's like we've done all this work and now we're here. We have arrived at the place where we are not ignoring the persona that actually is anchoring the defense mechanism. And we're not going to take no for an answer. Like we as our true selves are not taking no for an answer. We're not going to sit around anymore. We have to now let ourselves be our own strength because we are connecting at the heart with the divine. And we start to bring in the soul illumination, the soul love, the light of the soul. And to actually start to create space within our being, which is going to have the divine very happy and the divine part of us very happy. Because it's like, yay, we're finished remodeling, right? We take the scaffolding down. We've got, you know, so much space and we're beautiful, right? We're just looking beautiful because we're not doing this crazy workaround. We don't have to work around the protection mechanism, work around, think about how much energy that takes. Instead, we're now going, boom, directly to that protective mechanism. We're doing the integration on the aspect. We're understanding how to disengage our attention and our awareness from it, to detach from the behavioral pattern. Okay. So that's really what we're doing here is we're allowing for a huge turning point for our soul. And that inflection point is so important in our journey, our soul's journey. And I think that's why now is the time that this has come out, that it's like we have enough collective power. Getting on that workshop, getting on that call together in that sacred container, we can dismantle many mechanisms. Does it take focus? Yes, it takes focus. So it's going to take all of us to be at that place with the intention to utilize our focused mind. Our brain power has to be engaged.
Right.
And what does the mechanism do? It tries to steal our brain power. So we are the strength that we need connected to the divine, right? Divine mother, divine father, that's our strength. Not this mechanism living in our energetic field. That's not what's going to save us, right? And we're being saved from our behavior. We're being saved from our own war that's going on internally.
Absolutely. And I think that speaks to why it's so important to have that. It's something you do such an amazing job of, Crystal, really holding that space and holding tight to this is what your soul wants so that you can come in and anyone who's coming in, all of you who are coming into the workshop, you can actually see your defense mechanism for what it is, not in judgment, but just this is what it is. And so now it's my time to release it and let it go. And this is how I do it, and having Crystal guide through that. So I think that's so beautiful to have you, Crystal, to be able to be the guide to help be, and
yeah,
the space to help hold that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't just rip these out. I mean, you have to understand that you rely upon them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's parts of you that are very reliant they depend upon these mechanisms. They're really attached to the mechanisms, and they might mm-hmm. even defend the mechanism. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know because working, you know, bringing people through Academy for the Soul, we work with people and we get them to the place where they understand their special gift, their intuitive gifts, and then it's time to position them in the world, right? It's time for them to come out of the spiritual closet. But they're so afraid, and they've got mechanisms of protection that have been put in place in past lives. And so we have to be gentle, but again, very focused, and we have to be very intent in the way that we dismantle that mechanism. I've been shown how to do this so that we're not throwing off the balance, if you will. We're not having the person almost like thrown backwards, right? Like in their journey. Mm-hmm. Like they're not taking, you know, steps back. That they're actually really honoring that the aura is alive. The aura is living. Each one of the energy bodies within you, within your aura, is a conscious being. And mm-hmm. it's playing a role in holding this. It's allowing this thing to be there. But when you come to it and you say, okay, it's time. I don't need you, emotional body, to hold this anymore. I don't need you, mental body, to hold this anymore for me. Right? You have to say that. And there's certain ways that these are anchored that you're not, if you ripped them out, you'd be ripping out important pieces of your psyche that mm-hmm. are meant to actually be engaging the higher mind to support your future unfolding. So mm-hmm. the mechanisms not only cause things to happen vibrationally in your body systems, but also in your timelines. So we're talking about past timelines, but we're also talking about your future timeline. And when we talk about engaging the brain isn't just a brain. It's not just this organ in your body. Your brain is a portal. So I don't want to get too much into this because, again, I want it to be about you, each one of you on the call. I want to make sure that we're looking in to, you know, how this plays out in your life, where it is. It's so important where that defense mechanism is, the type that it is. And that's what I'm going to be reading for you today, when that was created. So those are the things mm-hmm. that I'm going to be reading for you today.
Yeah, I think it's a great time to go into that. You know, as you were talking there, Crystal, I think it speaks to the importance. Like, you wouldn't go and try to drive a car without knowing how to shift into the proper gear, turn the car on, mm-hmm. hit the brake, hit the gas. You know, those are very important things. And if you don't know how to do it properly, you could really hurt yourself and somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the same idea what you're talking about here with these defense mechanisms. You have to understand what are the nuances that you need to know that you might not even know you need to know in order to really safely disengage them and be safe with that, mm-hmm. but then really flourish and have all your energy online. So I think that's so brilliant. So let's go ahead and get to the callers. So if you're on the phone line, you can press *2 to raise your hand. Or again, you can put what you know your behavior is that you want to understand the defense mechanism mm-hmm. behind that behavior in the Q&A box, and we'll take them from there as well. But as you come on the line, let Crystal know briefly what's that behavior that you're wanting to shift, and she can get that clarity on what that defense mechanism is and where it's located for you and when it was created. So let's start. We're going to go to Colorado. Last four digits of the phone number are 6952. Hello.
Aloha. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, thank you for being with us. What's your name?
My name is Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
Thank you, and thank you to Crystal for taking the time to help us with this. And so obviously, my question is, you know, where are my defense mechanisms mm-hmm. hidden? I don't think that I'm the best judge of my behavior mm-hmm. objectively. You've already talked about some things like in the sacral plexus that I probably do experience, mm-hmm. but I would love to just get your insight into what you see and where they are in my aura and my timeline.
Sure. Yeah.
And thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the things that we're looking at with the defense mechanism is it's almost like you hold your cards close to your heart, right? So you don't like other people knowing the more intimate things about you. And that defense mechanism, it was created in a past life, and it was two past lives ago. The other one that I'm seeing for you is the protective mechanism that I'm seeing, and it looks like it's locked in around the hips, and it's got four anchors in it, okay? So four anchors locked in at the hips, and this is about deep suffering. And so it's a suffering that you've experienced in the past, but it's also this fear of suffering in the future, right? So there's a projection that you have. And so the persona projects that there's going to be some kind of suffering in the future. And so I keep hearing, no, 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 no. So that persona is just saying, no, 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 no. It's not letting you open because it's binding you. And let's see when that one was created. So that's before birth. It's a genealogical issue on your mom's side. So that's where it is on the timeline. Let's see how many generations back on mom's side. So it's six generations back on mom's side.
Okay. Boy, okay, does that so make sense? You hit a nail on. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Make sure to write those down. Right? Because
yes.
That's what we're going to be. We need that to go in when we're doing the clearing in the world. That's the information that we're going to want you to have, okay? Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Melanie. Let's go to Toronto. Last four digits are 6854. Hello.
Hi, Crystal and Amanda. It's Andrew Wandia. Wow, I get called up.
Yay.
So I've connected with you, Crystal, on another one of your previous courses a few years back to do with the romance, I think. I can't remember what it was exactly. But I just, you know, probably like the last caller, just, you know, what is the most prevalent? I mean, I have so many mechanisms, but what is most prevalent right now to help me? And also
yeah.
I've been healing from a brain injury as well. So
I felt it. Yeah, yeah. No, I saw. So it's around your head. So what I'm seeing, yours is like a square. The mechanism is like a square around your head. Think of like having a box on top of your head right now, okay? And what I can tell you is that this is a control mechanism, and it leads down to the heart. So as it's sitting around the head, kind of like the box, then it has these anchors that go into the heart. There's three main anchors that go into the heart and one anchor that goes into the throat, okay? That's how it's looking. Now, what I can tell you is where it's sitting in your timeline, because this is something that occurred before this lifetime. And it's a past life situation that I'm seeing where I find you as a female out of control in a powerless type of situation where somebody was taking advantage of you and you were locked up in the head because it was very confusing. The person that was taking advantage of you was someone that you thought you could trust. And so it's stealing away your energy. It's drawing and stealing it away from you. Okay, so in this past life, let's just see 13 past lives ago is what we're looking at. Now, that confusion, we need to clear the emotion for you is very important. Clearing the confusion, clearing the feeling of shock, clearing the feeling of powerlessness and helplessness, and that someone took advantage of you. Okay, so that's the primary one for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
welcome.
Andrew. Thank you, Crystal. So detailed, as always. Let's go to California. Last four digits are 2581. Hello.
Hi, this is Lori. How are you?
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. So I have a pretty strong agreement I've been working on for quite a while to release. I call it a control agreement, but I was wondering what you see about that, if there's anything else that kind of need to pay attention
absolutely.
To.
Okay, so yours is around your chest, the chest. So think of it like underneath your arms and wrapped around you, and it's metal, and it's like thin metal, but it's sharp on the edges. And what I can tell you is if we were on the inside of your body looking out, it would look like these little spikes that are spiky and poking into you. And actually, this is a defense mechanism as well. Now, what it looks like is there's a lot of anger that is on the inside. And it's almost that you're afraid to show the anger on the outside. Okay? So there was some sort of agreement with yourself. It is past life. I'm seeing 17 past lives ago. And it's almost that you had had it as a defense mechanism, but also it's trying to control your own anger at the same time, to keep it in, to hold it in, so that you don't impact others. Okay? So, so the emotion, anger. And we've got to work on the persona that's afraid to show anger.
That's true.
Yeah, thank
okay.
you. Thank you for that. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you. And
thank
I know.
You.
Oh, okay.
What
was
were you
something
saying,
you were saying, Lori?
Oh, I was just sharing that I knew it was many past lives ago when I made this agreement.
Yeah, okay.
Beautiful. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Crystal. Let's go to, and I'm going to come over to the cue box soon. So let's go to, we'll do one more caller and then we'll go to the cue box and come back and forth. This is Calgary. Last four digits are 3535. Hello.
Hi, it's Ellen.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So what is my number one?
Yeah, sure. Okay, let me just tune in here. So what we're seeing for you is there's a protective mechanism that's like a thick metal strip. Think of like those old helmets that you know they would wear to fight in, and that metal that would come down over the bridge of their nose. But I'm seeing that all the way, like a strip all the way around from the nose, the tip of the nose, all the way around to the base of your neck. Okay. Now this is a protective mechanism. And the interesting piece of this is that there's some kind of fear that they won't get you, that they're not going to understand you, that you're different than everyone else. Right. And this is a deep fear of rejection that you've got. And it's impacting your throat chakra as well. So feeling like an outcast, feeling different from others, feeling that you don't fit in. It was created in this lifetime, but strangely enough, in the womb. So it's only 2 weeks in the womb that we start to see that there were feelings of your being that I don't belong here. And so that's where it is, 2 weeks in the womb, and that's how it wraps around your head. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Crystal. Let's go to the Q&A box. We've got Richard from Fresno says, Crystal, about 12 years ago, I had an extreme panic attack and became extremely troubled in my physical body, mind, and spirit. Nowadays, I frequently eat dark chocolate to feel better when faced with situations that cause stress, and my heart's been broken numerous times. Can you please help me identify my defense mechanism?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a mixture of a control and protection mechanism. And what I'm seeing is it locked around your hips. Think of it almost like you've got a brace that you're wearing on your legs, and then it goes up and it hooks onto your hips. So Both of the bone muscles, the hip bone muscles, the hip bones, and penetrating through the muscles.
It comes so fast.
I'm trying to read,
right?
And it's coming through so fast. It's like, oh, hip bone muscles. Okay. And you probably were like, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. But yeah, so it's penetrating deep into the muscles within your being. Now, what I can see is this impacts where you go and what you do and how you engage in life and whether you feel free or not. And so we need you to actually ground your own energy instead of this metal contraption, if you will, trying to hold you down and grab you and hook you into the earth, right? So let's just see when that was created. So it is before birth. It's a genealogical issue on your father's side 18 generations ago.
Okay. Thank you. So, Richard, if you got that, you can give us a feedback, thumbs up, whatever, you know, feedback would be great. Anna from Wales says she's staying in difficult situations and circumstances for longer than needed. So she wants to know what her defense mechanism is.
Yeah. You know, it actually is, strangely enough, is a control mechanism. As much as it's like you think that you're doing it for whatever might be that you're going to get out of it, it's actually your way of controlling. When things are known and familiar, you stay in them because that's your way of controlling, right? Now, yours goes around, it's from your right breast, and it comes up around, and it's very sharp, and it comes around your throat, and it's like a, binding you, metal, and I'm just seeing this hook that's also coming up into your brain, okay? So, yeah, this is like you've been shackled around your throat.
Yeah,
right?
That's what
around
I was
your
saying.
Neck. Yeah, it's very thick, very heavy metal. That's how it's showing up. And let's see when it was created, before birth, and it is past life and genealogical. So past life, we're looking at 26, and genealogical, mom's side, 42 generations back.
Wow, thank you. That feels intense. Thank you for that, Crystal. So is that something where it would be really great for her to do the workshop to just release that shackle completely to make sure it's safely released?
You know, this is the point that I was making in the beginning that, you know, I'm not just doing this to expose, ooh, here's another thing that you need to clear. The way that these need to be cleared, it's important to pay attention to how you're doing it. It is very intense, but we have gotten permission, and that's why I use Metatron's Cube to do this, because Metatron's Cube is something we can that has precision. It's gentle, but it's precise. We need that support because we have to be very focused at the time that we do this. So it's a combination of the higher self working with Archangel Metatron and the other archangels as well are in on this because we have to dismantle it. It has to be dismantled. So think of kind of like a bomb going off, right? How do you dismantle a bomb? You have to pay attention. I'm going to clip this blue wire. Then I'm going to go over here and do this. Then I'm going to come back and clip this wire, right? It's like we need to pay attention. So this isn't a trap. It's not like, oh, you have to take my workshop in order to do it. But what we're advising is to do it and learn it and have this workshop so that you know when you've got some crazy defense mechanism, when you're not leaving that relationship, when you know you should, you can come and listen to this. You can be guided to specifically where it is and how it's sitting there, and you can start to dismantle it in a healthy way. And not only that, but the persona that's anchoring that in other words, the persona benefits by keeping that in place. And you might think that's so strange, right? That is so twisted. Why is a part of me going against me and holding on for dear life to this mechanism? when it's not even for my highest good. It's because we're in illusion. We live in the world of illusion. We live in the world of pretending. And we think that pretending that we're someone besides what we are is actually better than us being our true self. It's not safe to come out as your true self. It's not safe to live in this world. Right? This is what these personas think. And that couldn't be further from the truth. There is a way, there is a timing to you coming out as your true self. There is cycles and there's a rhythm to your growth and to your advancement. And that's why you're here on the call today. That's why this is coming to you today, because it is the time. And this is the safe way to do it. So absolutely, I recommend everybody get this. This isn't something that's like, oh, it's for some and it's not for others. This is what we all have in common as a human, right?
Yes, I was feeling that. I was feeling that really deeply, that like we all have that natural tendency to defend, protect, and control in some way. It's just looking at what's the way in which I'm doing it, and is it working for me? Is it actually serving what I say I want? And if it's not, to have the direction and the guidance and the tools to be able to shift that is so empowering. It's so freeing. And it's really important if we want to be in that flow of truth and even, you know, all the things that we want, if we want to draw that in. Crystal, since you're talking about it, I just want to point everyone to the page. If you click the special offer button on the webcast page, it'll take you right to the page for the workshop. Or if you're listening in on the phone or you don't have that in front of you, you can go to academyforthesoul.com/crystal offer 8. And I'm going to spell that ending for you. It's academyforthesoul.com/CHRISTELOFFER and the number 8, all lowercase. Can you just share what's included? I know you've talked a bit about what's going to happen to some extent, but can you share what is included in the workshop for people?
Yeah, I think most importantly, we're going to create a sacred, safe container. That's like number one. We have to create that sacred, safe container, and we're going to start to prime you. We've got to prime your energy field before we go in and do anything, right? It's like we have to really have deep conversations with the personas, with the energy bodies of our aura, and we have to prepare. So we are going to do an intention call where we are going to prepare and prime the energetic field to work with Metatron's cube in a very loving, it's gentle. I often describe it as precious, because the bliss that comes, you know, you think like, oh my God, this is deep, heavy work. But actually working with Archangel Metatron, who is the archangel of our future, right, that already knows us as this divine enlightened being, comes in. And it's like being held in this precious, blissful, joyful energy where we actually get relief. So we're going to really prime our energy field. We're going to call forth the energy beings that are our Wise One team and really start to work with that. We're also going to work with the elements that make up our world, because if we are dismantling something, we have to actually utilize the energy forces. So we're going to utilize the elemental energies that are here that support us, so we can claim the space in our body, right? Think of it. We have to reclaim that space. If we've been used to functioning with things in our space, we go around them, don't we? Just think of a room in your home and think how much furniture you have in there. You've got this furniture in there, right? And you always go around things. Sometimes you even like, it's out of place, but you've had it there for so long, you just even forget about it. You've been working around these mechanisms for so long, you're just used to it sitting there taking up space. And now what we've got to do is we've got to prepare you to say, you no longer have to work around these things. We're actually going to create a lot more space, but you have to feel comfortable with that space. But the light and the soul's love is going to take up that space. And so what we're going to do is we're going to do that primer. And then we are going to go right in. We're going to go into the disengaging defense mechanisms workshop. Now, these are moments in time where you will never regret utilizing your time for these types of workshops. I can guarantee you. I can guarantee you.
Agreed.
We are, yeah, right? Like these are these moments where you just are so grateful. There's a combination of how we're going to do this. As we disengage, we're looking at the defense, protection, and control mechanisms, and I want you to be able to be guided to where those are. Now, I'm reading you now on this call, but I'm also going to guide you through so that you can come back and use this, and we can start to identify them. But not only identify them, we have to identify where they're at, when they were created, how they're sitting there, and what the persona is that's holding it in place. So it wouldn't do any good to identify that and then not actually take action on it. So we're going to actually look at the persona that is the owner of the mechanism. Yes, someone within you, a part of you, has been assigned to manage the mechanism, to keep it in place, to anchor it in your field. So we have to identify that persona. We have to shift the lower level beliefs that are responsible. We have to identify and transmute the primary emotions that keep the mechanism in place, like glue, like I was talking about, so you can let go of the old habits. And we have to transform that aspect into one that's actually now on your side, right? That's aligned with your highest intention of accepting your soul's love and light, and fully integrate that energy into your being. So we are going to do all of that and set these new protocols in place. So we have to clear the defense mechanisms. We have to clear out the bioplasmic barriers, the protective barriers, and the survivor protocols that actually are keeping that in place, like a wall, keeping you from your own soul. You see? It's like having these little mini fortresses in your aura. And you're trying to flow the light in. You keep struggling and trying to flow the light in and get that light to your heart and let it pump through your whole being. But you've got these fortresses and there's walls around you. And so we're taking those down one by one by one. Okay? So we're going to do that in a beautiful way that it's basically a harmless way. It's a harmless way. So we're nurturing, we're loving, we're really engaging your higher self instead of having engaged with the persona and the defense mechanism. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we have to be strategic in this. And believe me, that's how my mind works.
Yep.
Right. Like, it's very strategic. And then you're going to get the 5 soul love illumination sessions. I'm going to let you look at those because I think that you're going to really, you know, you're going to start to understand that these are important. You're going to have immediately, once you purchase, you're going to get the 5 soul love illumination session.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to serve you to really starting to create this stronger container at the higher dimension. So again, you're holding the intention of shifting the karmic injuries that you've had, the ancestral tags. In other words, where this came from. Right, where the mechanisms came from, and heal up those internal wounds. There's a lot to that, but that will be explained a little bit more as you go in and start to get these sessions. So really it's about your soul love and the embodiment and the connection to the heart and, you know, allowing yourself to really understand that you're not messed up, you know, like you're not broken. You're not, you're not wounded, right? No, you are strong. You are strong. There's depth to you. There's depth to your soul. You are a wise being. You are a conscious being. Okay. And these mechanisms try to convince you otherwise. We've got to reclaim the power and the truth and let that light come in.
Beautiful. I love this. there's so much I love about it. But one of the things that I think is so special and precious is that you are bringing in that powerful energy of truth to help make it easy to disengage from those parts of the mechanisms and those mechanisms that really aren't serving that highest truth. And it makes it so much easier when you can connect in with that, bring that in, and allow that to support. This is just so brilliant. And I love that it's an ongoing tool. It's an ongoing, I'd say tool, and that almost feels like not enough of a big enough word to describe it. But it's really, I feel like this is something that is in service to you whenever you need to use it to really help you stay true on your journey to what you need. Because as we continue to evolve and grow, we always have that next space of expansion where we need that support to go, okay, what's going on within me now? And is this working for where I want to be now in that vision that I have for what's next? So I think it's so powerful to have this. So, Crystal, thank you for bringing this forward. I'm so grateful that we get to do this in a group setting because I know it's so, so important to be able to identify the truth of these and how they're playing out. Now, with that in mind, I would love to do a whole bunch more readings if you're open to it. So how about if we go back to doing some readings?
I'm ready.
Okay, so we've got Joyce from Bothell says, Crystal, how do I sabotage myself while wanting to become more intuitive? So it's Joyce from Bothell.
Yeah, right. Well, interesting, because what I'm seeing is a defense mechanism that's in your clairaudience channel in the throat, but it comes up like two metal flowers closing off your ears. So what we see is that there's that double bind, the persona that wants you to be open and literally hear, and the other one that's like, oh, but I don't. And it's got like, you know, these little metal flowers that are kind of like hands over your ears that don't want you to hear. And I'm seeing you as an infant, but I see that this is a past life, and that's where it is in your timeline, that we've got this past life as an infant that is not able to handle the what we would say, right, like the negative vibrations that are going on in the environment that you're in. And so it really has you feel like you're out of control in that moment. As an infant, you can't speak. You can't stop it. You can't run away. You're stuck. You're trapped. And that feeling of helplessness, powerlessness is disabling, right? You have to almost shut down your sensory systems at that point and check out. So you're a little bit out of your body, but that's what I would say is that that's really important for you to open up your intuitive gifts, is to work on that mechanism.
Thank you. Pina from Toronto says, how can I release old defenses so my heart will open more fully?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what we look at in your heart is it's an implant as well as a mechanism. So I see the implant as, think of like a 3-inch bullet that's there that hasn't fired off. It's stuffed in there, and there's a casing around that that's metal, and then it comes out of your back. And it looks like there's handles there, like if I could almost like spin it one way to open your heart and spin it the other way to close your heart. And so you've got a persona that's keeping that closed. And let's see when that one was created. Okay, that one was before birth. It's a genealogical issue, mom's side, 28 generations ago.
Thank you. Lisa from Avon says, Crystal, thank you for this generous extravaganza of live readings. I'd like to know where in my aura my defense mechanism is hidden.
Yeah, it's in the emotional body, and it's in your face. So it comes into the emotional body right in front of your face. And the way that I'm seeing it, it looks like a spiky sun shape, right? All the rays of the sun are really spiky. And it actually impacts other people trying to relate to you emotionally. So it's as if you're projecting a vibration that is so, it's in such discord from who you are emotionally. It's like, why are people responding to you in that way when that's not who you really are? It's because of this mechanism, okay? And it's a protection mechanism, but it is sending out a signal that's not true to you. And then just as I said that, you're like, your persona came at me in this like black cape. And like, what are you saying? Don't tell her. Don't tell her. You know? And now it's trying to attack my throat, right? So pull that energy back. Pull that energy back. Woo-hoo-hoo. You're in charge of it, right? When was it created? It was created just after your second birthday. And that's where it's located in your timeline, okay? You can hear that. You can hear how it's literally present. It's starting to try to attack me. That's what it does to other people, okay? It's not your fault, but you've got to now take charge over it.
Wow, thank you. James from Florida says, I think sabotage is my middle name. I've always been defensive and felt unsafe. I sabotage money, relationships with women. Any help is greatly appreciated.
Yeah, there's a control mechanism that's around your wrists and your hands, as if your hands are in like these metal mittens, right? And you can't help yourself, right? There's something about this, like this devouring, right? Like it's strange consumption, devouring, that kind of thing that I'm seeing, like ravenous type of control mechanism. And let's see when that was created. So that is a past life, 22 past lives ago.
Thank you. Alexander from Ontario says, what primary defense mechanism do I have and where is it located and how can I transform it? Thank you.
In the back of the throat is what we're looking at. And this one looks like it's in the shape of like a poppy flower. And what I can tell you is it's not really thick. It's very thin, but it's sharp and penetrating, like it has a nail that pops into your throat chakra in the back of your neck. Okay. Now, when that was created, that was created in a past life out of anger and condemnation. Right. And I also feel that someone else played a role in you creating that, almost like someone manipulated you and you thought you had to create that. OK. And that's on the mental body, in the mental body.
Thank you for that. Anita from Sydney says, hi, Crystal. Yes. Can I please have a reading on my defense mechanism? I'm really interested in hearing about the shell. I've only heard of this once before when someone took my shell down. I'm still not clear what it is. Many blessings, Anita.
Yeah. You know, there's one lodged inside your heart and it's almost as if it's a control mechanism, but it's in charge of like how much energy you pump out. Right. So think about your vitality and your energy, how much energy you give a project or give a person or give your work or right. And so it's monitoring and managing the amount of vitality that you give out every day. So let's think about this. Right. It's causing you to not literally be able to take all of your power that you have. And let's say that it's functioning, because what I'm seeing is the persona is functioning at about 85%. And so if it's taking, it's using up a good, it's only allowing you to be using a good 70% of your energy. Okay. So the other 30%, what if you had 30% more energy every day?
Mm-hmm.
What could you do with that? Do you see? And so let's see when that was created. It is a past life. Wow, way back, 64 past lives ago.
Thank you. Yeah, let's get that energy back and used. Lizzie from Melbourne says, hi, love what you guys do. Grateful and able to listen to Crystal. I'd love to know what my primary defense mechanism is.
Yeah. That defense mechanism for you is in your eyes and in the top of your head, and it looks like a pyramid. It's a pyramid, right? Because it was like triangle, but it's a pyramid. So it's in the eyes, and it's also in your crown. It's very sharp. So this is like people trying to get close to you, but then there's this sharpness that comes out that tries to protect you. And think of it like trying to protect how, like your point of view, right? Trying to protect your point of view, but it's linked to this protection mechanism that I'm seeing, right? Somehow, if you're protecting your point of view, it actually helps protect your ideas or the future that you think we're supposed to have. You work very closely with Archangel Metatron. Like, you're all about the future and what we do now and how that impacts the future. And if we don't take care of our trees and if we don't take care of our earth, it's going to really be detrimental to us. And so there's this protective mechanism in your being where you're trying to protect what you see for the future. And you don't want people to steal that away, because it's almost that if it's not living inside of you, then it's being taken from our planet, and that there won't be advocates for our future and what's needed. Okay.
Wow. Thank you. We've got Martha in Edgewater says, what is the type of primary defense mechanism I have and where is it located?
Yeah, yours is over the heart, and it's twisted like a spiral metal piece. It's got kind of like this coppery, like it can be molded, right? Like copper and bent, but it's spiral. But there's sadness in the center, so you're locking in and encapsulating sadness, which helps to protect the others around you. You don't want to let them know how sad you really are. And so you put the protective mechanism in place. Let's see when that was created. That was created after birth at 7 years old.
Thank you. Let's come back over to the phone line. There's no name or location, but the last four digits are 4211. Hello? Okay, I'm not hearing anything.
4211, that seems pretty familiar to me. Who's there?
I'll come back. So just check and see if you're muted or something like that, and I'll come back to you. Let's go to Minnesota. Last four digits are 1098. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, what's your name?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Betty, and thank you for I just want you to look at my auric or etheric field and see what you see needs to be cleared, or my defense mechanism. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so we're looking at the back of your third eye, and we're looking at a mechanism that it's almost like trying to keep it private. You know, what you think or what you feel private, keep it to yourself, right? That type of thing. And it feels that this is something that was in your father's genealogical line, and we're looking at 11 generations back. Now, there's emotion that's wrapped around this because there's a fear of death. So it's like, if I share all of my emotions, that's equal to me, you know, potentially dying, right? So I'm not sure what that fear of death is anchored into, but it actually feels like something happened, like there was some kind of war or something like that that was going on. And I feel this feeling of being captured. So it's like I'm trapped, I'm captured, I'm in some holding cell, I can't express my emotions, and I can't give away information. Right? I have to hold it inside, have to hide it in order to survive. Okay?
Sabotage then too? Sabotage?
Say that again?
Does that have to do with sabotage? Sabotaging myself a lot?
Well, that's all these mechanisms are about, sabotaging, right? Like theme of mechanisms, what they do is cause sabotaging habitual behavior, right? And then we get down into it. So if there's any type of experience that you have in this lifetime where you have withheld, you've withheld your emotions, or you've withheld what you've seen, or you withheld what you know, that's what this mechanism is about. It's about withholding.
Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Betty.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Crystal. I'm going to try 4211 again. So let's see. Are you there? Hello.
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Crystal. It's Anita. Thank you very much. You've answered my question online.
You did.
Okay. Oh. I saw that. I recognized that.
Sorry. I was on the other side of the kitchen, and by the time I ran to the phone, it moved on.
That's okay.
Oh, well,
okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Anita. Oh, beautiful. Let's go to next. California, last four digits are 5351. Hello.
Hi, this is Kathy. Thank you for taking
Hi,
my
Kathy.
Call.
Hi.
I'm not sure. I know I'm sure I do lots of different things, but I don't know, like, specifically.
Okay, do you want me to just do a reading, general reading?
Yeah. What
you okay, I gotcha.
That would
yeah, yeah. So one of the things that I'm seeing is on the throat, and this looks like it's a rectangle pushed into your throat, and it's on the mental and emotional body, okay? Now, what we can see is that it's almost like it creates this experience where you lie for others. Like, you believe in what they can do, and I don't mean like you're telling lies. I mean that you perceive the
right.
truth in them, but you
right.
try to like downplay how their behavior actually is showing itself to you, right? So there's manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
You can be manipulated, right? And the crazy thing is that higher self is saying she can know so much truth. You have an ability. Your clairnostic ability is off the charts. But because of this mechanism, it's almost like you give the benefit of the doubt to people beyond what they deserve, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Now, the way yeah. that you can use that in a healthy way is the way that I use it, right? Tapping into someone's higher self and holding them to that, right? But not being manipulated by their behavior and not even letting them talk you into or out of truth. Right? It's like, excuse me, no, this is the truth. This is what I know, and you're not going to talk me out of it, right? Because I know it so deep in my body. When people tell me things about themselves, like, oh, no, I could never do that. It's like, yes, you can, right? So you have that same degree in which you can really hold your own self and hold your own truth. The mechanism isn't letting you be in your own strength with that, right? So
okay.
it's like, yeah, it's like you have to watch out that you're not buying into their illusion or buying into their excuses, okay?
Well, that was my pattern, I mean, in obviously early in this, you know, life. But, I mean, recently, like the last several years, I'm trying to more not let that happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't want to try. We don't want to try.
Okay.
We just want to get rid of the mechanism.
Okay.
Do you see the difference? Trying
yeah.
is that you're having to manage the mechanism, and again, you're having to work around it. That's not our goal. Instead of trying, let's not work around it. Let's get it, dismantle it, clear it up, and let it go. And with the persona that's been trying to hold it in place, you don't want to have to work around it anymore. You don't want to have to try not to do it anymore. You really have to just be in your own power and say, that's it. Like, that's enough.
Mm. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
right? Thank you, mm-hmm. Kathy. Mm, that one's so powerful. And it's one of the things you do so well. I really love that because with what you share, Crystal, it's such a gift. When you can be so strong in your truth, it's a gift for others because it helps them recognize that, oh, wait a minute, there's something going on with me that's not really real, and they can actually have a space to open. So it's actually when you're strong to that, release that mechanism and strong to that, it's a gift for others as well. It's a really beautiful way to contribute. I know everyone here is so big on contributing and being of service, so just thought I would share that.
The caretakers, the caregivers, the guides, the intuitives, the empaths. You know, what happens that we create so many layers of these protective mechanisms because people are in such denial. When we bring our truth, because they're in denial, because their mechanisms are so hard and harsh, we start reacting to the mechanism that's held within them. And so that impacts us. But if we just call it out as a mechanism, and we just call out that truth, even just to ourselves, like, right? We're not playing into it. We're not buying into that their defense strategy or their persona can harm us. In that moment, we reclaim the energy, vitality, and power that we have. In that moment, we decrease the emotional glue that's holding our mechanism in place, that's responding to their mechanism, right? We're not buying into the story anymore that empaths are weaklings or sensitives, right? So we're actually turning it from the shadow side of the wounded empath to the empowered empath to the enlightened empath, right? Or the wounded caregiver to the empowered caregiver, to the enlightened caregiver. You see? So we're on a great mission here. These defense mechanisms are one of the main things in our way that we're just now really coming to the point where, again, we don't have to try anymore. We just have to do what we need to do to clear and release it. Like that is our power as an intuitive. That is our power as an energetic healer, right? So we're now claiming that. Everybody claim that right now. Everybody on the call and everybody listening to the replay, claim that now. Okay.
Absolutely. And I think it ties back, Crystal, to what we were talking about earlier with the inner senses. It allows you to take that capacity to perceive the energetic nuances and utilize that rather than being, like you said, rather than saying, oh, well, I'm sensitive and really holding that as a paradigm, but really just being able to go, okay, wait, now I can perceive the energy and I can shift how I'm defining it, what meaning I'm giving it, and really being empowered to utilize it.
Yeah, because we're not being respected. Happens is we are not being respected. We could be abandoned. We could be ignored. We could be all these things. And we have to now honor the strength of our innate powers and abilities, right? And so we have to choose. We have to be so picky. We have to be so picky with whom we share our energy with. And we don't want to lose ourselves or give over our energy, our precious energy, our precious time, our precious wisdom to just anybody. Okay? And so these mechanisms in place take up the space where we could now really heal our own being, come into a place of wholeness and be strong. And when we do that, when we come into greater alignment, when we're in our soul love and we're in our soul illumination, then we're just naturally recognized, right? Mm-hmm. There's a power and a presence and an impression, a vibrational stream, a song, if you will, that people can finally hear. It's like, why, you know, like so many years I've tried to be something. No, it's not about that. It's not about convincing them that you are worthy. You know, it's really you coming into that alignment with your own soul and being able, this is an important piece, to actually hold the light, to hold the light once you bring it into your body. So we create space by clearing the defense mechanisms. We reclaim energy by transforming the personas. And then we strengthen the container, our body, our nervous system, our energetic field, our chakras, to hold that light. We want consistent flow. We need consistent flow. We need to increase the flow of light, but we need consistent flow of light as well. Okay? And in that, when we're able to hold that degree of light and we're able to consistently flow it, we become very strong and our light shines brighter and it moves out further from our being. So we reach more people. Right? We can reach more people.
Yeah.
And it can be just as a transmitter. But some of the people that are on this call, you're meant to step up into your soul's light, to own that, and to make a big impression in the world, and not just behind the scenes. And your defense mechanisms and protective mechanisms aren't letting you do that. And you get very close, and you dance around it, and you take a lot of programs that are enticing, right? It's like they're enticing the part of you because, ooh, it's pretty interesting and, you know, mysterious. But we also have to balance that with doing this kind of deeper work so that you are clearing the aspects of you that let you get really close to it but don't let you hold it. So you could have an opportunity of like, ooh, I've magnetized this beautiful job opportunity. Oh, but I didn't get it. Somebody else got it because you can't hold it in your aura. You've got to be able to hold it in your aura. Okay?
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, I can speak from personal experience in health and, you know, having the support to really release and work through the defense mechanisms and dismantle them. You know, I hadn't seen myself as being a practitioner, as being, you know, a healer, as being a speaker, any of the kind of things I'm doing right now. If I hadn't done the deeper work, this kind of deeper work, I probably wouldn't be here today doing this. So, I mean, just think about, you know, how we all get to come together in this space and have this illumination. Because I said, okay, I'm feeling it. I'm going to go do the deeper work, like what Crystal's offering here, you know, doing the work with these mechanisms. So I just want to speak to the significance of that because it allows you to be in a space. I love the opportunity to get to come here and bring us together and to share these conversations and to really take the action so that it can be meaningful for us in our lives. And I, you know, so it's such a joy and a treasure. For me and also for everyone that I get to touch and that we get to touch and that, you know, we get to share this with and all of you here. So I just want to speak to the significance of that. Crystal, I have a couple of people who are just popping out at me from the queue box. So can we do just a couple more readings?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm here for.
Perfect. We've got Frederick from Stockholm says, please check if I have a defense mechanism, what kind and where in my system.
Yes, yours is actually in your gut, in your stomach, in the power center. It looks like it's in the shape of like a rocket. And I can see it going down into the intestines. And then it's got about six of these anchors that come off of it. Now, there's sadness, fear, and guilt that I'm seeing as the emotion of the anchor points for that, and it really is a defense mechanism there. Now, when that was created as past life, 46 past lives ago, and, yeah, like I said, those primary emotions, that needs to be shifted in the persona, the aspect that's holding it there, but it really steals your power, and you don't come across as powerful to others as well.
Thank you. Lorraine from Tucson says, dearest Crystal, thank you for this call. I'm requesting a reading for the number one issue of self-sabotage that's keeping me from living my life, having money,
yeah,
and working, yeah, I think she's saying yourself. Working with kind people, working with people that she resonates with. It's, I think the typing, I don't know, it's a little, I think that's
okay.
What she's saying.
But, I can tell you exactly what's going on. The mechanism is, persona is causing you to not believe in yourself, which then what happens is it looks like to you, like, oh, other people don't believe in you. Like, that's the twist. That's the twist, right? Other people don't give you the time of day and believe in you, like all the way, right? So what would happen is they might say, oh, thank you, but it's not that, it's not the valuing of who you are to the depth in which it should be, really, like it should be, okay? So not believing in the self, and what we can see there is there's a control mechanism that is wrapping your arms to your side. And I can see it as if you have these two metal sleeves on and it's glued to the sides of your body. And it doesn't let you reach for your dreams, because what happens is every time you try to reach for your dreams, like thinking about it to make it happen, you don't feel supported by others, right? So you kind of sink back down. Okay, and let's see when that was created. Past life and genealogical. Past, looking at 21 past lives ago, genealogical mom's side, two generations ago.
Thank you. Elise from Minneapolis says, this session so resonates with me. I'd love to have a reading to identify what type of primary defense mechanism I have and how I can transform it.
Yeah, how to transform it is to take the workshop, okay, just for everybody to know. That's how to transform it, if you're wondering. You know, like these readings we're doing is because we want you to be able to bring that to the workshop to transform them there. Now, what I'm seeing for you is actually in your mouth. Like think of it like someone shoved like a cloth in your mouth, but it's not made out of cloth. It's actually feeling like a hard plastic material, and then it jets up through your sinus cavity and in between your eye, from behind your eyes, kind of poking into your eyes towards the front, right? So that's what we're looking at. And what we're seeing is that is a control mechanism, and it's almost like you have to pretend that you're not seeing what you're seeing. You get very disappointed because the truth is that you do see beyond what someone says, right? Like their words don't really matter. You kind of sense and feel and see what the real truth is. So you can spot a liar, you know, like from a mile away, right? But this control mechanism, it's almost like what's wrong with the world that everyone's pretending to be something that they're not. And again, it's kind of this manipulation tactic that I'm seeing, that you're kind of tapped into. You're understanding how people are manipulative at this core level. That's a big one, and it's hard and it's plastic, and it's not letting you actually come into a deeper space within your own being of trusting your own intuition. If we could get you to remove that, you would trust your own intuition, and then you would be paid by others to have you exposed where they have been pretending and manipulating their own behavior. Do you see? That's your greater purpose. And so you are more of a practitioner. You're more of a coach, practitioner, guide, seer. All right, now, did I say when and where that was? Because what I get is that there's a parallel life that is coming in on the seventh level. And then also I'm seeing in this lifetime at 3 years old.
Yeah. Wow, thank you. Natalie in Ontario says, hello, what type of primary defense mechanism do I have, and where is it located in my field? Thank you.
Okay, yours is a protection mechanism, and it's around your shoulders, and it comes back, and it locks in around the back of your heart. It almost looks like a shoulder holster for, like, a gun, that's what it looks like. And interesting that it's got the lock behind you where you can't reach it, right? So it's protecting the back of your heart, like someone's going to blindside you, right? Someone's going to betray you. Something's going to happen, like you open the front of your heart, but then someone comes up behind you and they stab you in the back. Gossiping or something, you know, like that. Betrayal, gossip, that kind of thing. Let's see when that was. Past life, four past lives ago. And
thank
it's in the
you.
It's primarily in the emotional body.
Thank you for that. Martine from the UK says, where is my mechanism hidden in my aura and timeline, please? So thanks and gratitude in advance.
This is around your knees and your legs and shins, calves, and feet. So this is locking you up where it's not, it's a protection mechanism not letting you go forward. It's in the mental body as well as going down through the emotional body. And what I can tell you is I can start to see that it's causing you to be a little bit more stiff, tight, robotic, right? It's robotic. And you don't have the freedom that you want. There's some sort of limitation that I'm seeing that's in your life. So limitations are there. And then let's see when that was created. It is past life, 19 past lives ago.
Thank you. Angie from Springfield says, hi, Crystal. What is the biggest reason causing sabotaging behavior in my life? Praying for all the on the call that hearts, minds, souls, spirits are open and ready to receive the goodness you're sharing today. Blessings and love to all.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's in your right ear, and it's a defense mechanism, but it looks like a fish hook that comes out of the right ear and then kind of stabs you in the right side of your throat. So it's impacting your clairaudience. And what we can see is that there's some deeper belief that people aren't going to listen to you. They're not going to listen to what you say anyway, right? And so it's a control mechanism. It was created before birth. It's a genealogical one on father's side 16 generations back.
Thank you. Ooh, well, Crystal, we've got tons and tons of questions in here, so we're definitely not going to get to everybody, but I know you've done so many readings, and I think we can definitely clearly see the impact that these mechanisms have within our being, within our world, within our habits, within our behavior. And so I know I'm so grateful that you have come here to do all these readings and to share your perspective and for, you know, holding that space of truth and strength for us so that we can really open up to recognizing that we've got these dynamics that are playing out that we need to understand and not judging them as good or bad, but just really being able to evaluate what's working for me, what's not. Let me shift that, really having us take choice and control back within our own being. So as you're listening in, you can hear the significance of understanding these protection, control, and defense mechanisms, shifting them, and really the deep impact that they have in your life, whether you realize it or not. So bringing that to conscious choice and being able to really serve yourself in shifting those whenever you want to. So if you're really feeling that call, go to the page academyforthesoul.com/crystaloffer8 so you can get in on that workshop and get the support that you need, not just in this moment now, but as something that you have available for you whenever you need it. So Crystal, from you, I would love to know, what is it that you really want people to take away from our time here together today?
Well, I think that it's a wake-up call. I think to take away that, oh, wow, there are mechanisms that I have played a part in creating in order to have my soul literally reclaim its power. Like that actually will give you the sense of self-love, the sense of self-trust. Because if you can dismantle your own mechanisms, if you can shift your own, personas, who are you then? You're a powerful being. You're a powerful being. And it's time really to have you embrace your divinity so you can live at that level of soul love. So we want you to feel the depth of your worthiness, that there is nothing outside of your power with your own energy. Your own energy. That means your body. That means your aura, right? And in coming into that place of illumination. So we have to recondition your body. Once you clear these, you're going to start to feel good. You're going to start to feel empowered. And that sense of self allows you to hold on to the light, right? Hold on to the love. And to be an illuminated being, literally, you're going to have more love and more light. So you move beyond this kind of, this energy that's really like these fortresses kind of barricading you into a state of being. And instead, as you break out and break free and dismantle them, there's this exhilaration that comes. There's a level of love and trust that I can do it. I can be me. All the illusions that you projected into your future timelines that are not real, that have been holding you back, those will be gone. They will disappear. And only the truth will be there. And your connection with your sensory mechanisms will be turned on. That we talk about it coming back online. You're coming back online to the truth of you. And that will allow you to see and feel and know that you're held, that you're safe, that you really can trust being your true self. So that's really what I want for everybody, is to come back into that state of presence, of oneness, of wholeness, to be radiant in that field of light and love and wisdom, and to really feel that you have been awakened to the reality, your soul's reality, not the limited mind's reality, not this reality that lower self or personas have created, but that you truly are feeling the impulse of your soul's heart, and that motivates you and it animates you to be that true self that you are.
I hope you all are feeling the energy of that, because it's so special. And Crystal, just thank you so much. I love that vision. I'm 100% on board with that. And that's why we're here. That's why we're bringing you resources like what Crystal has offered up here, so that you can really live that vision, not just talk about it, not just have it as like, ooh, hopefully someday I can get there. No, actually truly live it. And I know it's possible because I've walked through the path of being able to step into that more and more fully. You know, and that continues to expand and grow as we continue on our journeys. But I mean, you know, this is profound, and it will have such a huge impact and difference in your world when you're really living into that vision that Crystal shared with us here. So Crystal, thank you so much for all that you've offered up here. To all of you listening in, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Thank you for being in the space, contributing your light, your energy, for being open and vulnerable. You know, Crystal mentioned that she was going to ask you to be vulnerable in getting these insights, and that's not always feeling easy, especially when your defense mechanisms and your control mechanisms are saying, no, don't be vulnerable.
Right?
But you did it. You did it. You came in here, and, you know, for everyone who got a reading, you served as a conduit for everyone else. So even if you didn't get one, you know, I invite you to come back and listen again. There's so much that came through. Listen in. Notice how your body is responding to the readings, what you're getting from them. It's just so powerful to be able to recognize where, oh, wait, ooh, I'm feeling that one. So with that, again, I just wanted to make sure that I acknowledge and let you know that we honor each and every one of you for being here and for stepping in and for really being brave and courageous to open up to that higher light and truth of you and allow that to come in and to step into that being a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful experience like Crystal has shared here. So thank you to all of you. And of course, we want to give our thanks to Divine Mother, Divine Father, all the beings of love, light, power, and service, the elementals, the devas, Mother Earth, Father Son, or higher self, all the angelic beings. Of course, Archangel Metatron, we want to give a shout out because Crystal's brought him in as well. But all the beautiful, beautiful beings mentioned and not mentioned that are really here supporting us in our evolutionary journeys and in our awakening as we come together in these sacred times of communion for expansion, growth, mm-hmm. and for that soul truth alignment. We give our thanks in our hearts. And yeah. I just want to send lots of love and many, many blessings to each and every one of you, just sending those out ripples through the waves and just sending you all of that love until we meet again. Take care and bye for now.
Bye-bye.